We are now going to give a shiur, a special shiur on Purim. I think it's close to Purim now. So we're going to learn a little bit of the inyanim of Purim in the Sha'ar Kavanos. Now it's very easy to find it in the Sha'ar Kavanos, which is the more practical side of the of Kabbalah. Kabbalah is more the theory part, which is in Etzraim, or Sassayim. Then you get the more practical part, how to use the Kabbalah, called the Sha'ar Kavanos. Now, there are different madregas in the Sha'ar Kavanos. We find, for example, if you compare Chanukah, the Dush of Chanukah, to the Dush of Purim, are completely different one to the other. Meaning that when you come into the Dush of Chanukah, you find very technical parts and mamash pshut kamashma kavanas of Chanukah. Sirufim Shemus and Gematrias, and it gets very, very, very in depth into the kavanas. The sipur of Chanukah, the Chashmonaim, cannot not touched. Not explained the inyonim of Chanukah. Masha Einkem, when you come to Purim, it's mamish pumfaket. There are in the Sha'ar Kavanos, there are no kavanas per se, but rather it's a touch on the sipur of the story of the what happened to Mordechai and Esther, Api Kavanah. Now, really, to do justice to this, which we're not going to do that justice to this inyan, I'll call upon in one go, is the Mahalich in the Kitva Ariza, that you never find one subject really better in one place. It's really scattered all over the place. It's scattered all over the Etzchayim, Purim. It's scattered in the Pri Etzchayim, and a little bit here in the Sha'ar Kavanos. Well, you think everything would be Sha'ar Kavanos because that's the more practical part, but it's not like that. So we're going to learn Shlab. We're going to learn a little bit of the Kavanos and Hashem. Od Chazon Moed. Maybe we'll get into the other Inyanim in the other places of the Kitva Ariza. Okay, so we're going to start from the beginning. The first three lines or so, it's a different inyan, so we're just going to read them and maybe translate, and then we're going to go speak about the inyanim of Purim. Now, I have to be magdim that we're not going to really do justice to this because there's a lot of amkas here. Again, we're only talking about the story, but there's a lot of amkas here, and we're just going to sort of scratch the surface and see what will come out from here. Now, בעניין פורים דוש א', הנה, בנוסח הברוך האחרון של המגילה, היא חמישה מגבעס. ואלו הן, הרב את ריבנו, הדנס דיננו, וכו' וכו', it's five of these news. והן כנגע חמישה גבוס הנודעס. There's a manzapach. The gvos is connected the manzapach, which is the more din aspect of the whole inyonim of the dinim. We find mansapach or the starkest point of the dinim. Softavis, and also the emsa tavis is also. Asher al yodehem yariv ed rivenu, the yodin ed dinenu, ki behem toloi hadin v'anakoma. So the Eibishter, we make this bracha at the end to show that the Eibishter had nekama on the Umas Olam by, and this is reflected by the five news. Okay, we're just going to leave it at that because it's much more depth. But the next inyan is what we're going to be focusing on. Va'od ale inyan ale nisim ve'at enavo el biu inyan yemei poi. Now, first you have to understand the deal over here is Yimei Purim. It's not Stam Purim.
The last one is a bit funny because Anifram Mitzarenu, Lechoetz Chesed, it's not Din.
What do you mean? All of this is
the last one.
All of this is Chesed.
No.
I mean, all of them.
Dan is Dinenu. Is Dan is Dinenu. Against them. Dan is Dinenu. Against the Goyim.
Yeah.
They are. Not from Nikmasim. It's to kill them, to make.
Right. Everything is against them.
The last one.
Is what? Right. So that's a Hatzolah.
So we get, yes, that's
Hatzolah. Hatzolah from.
No, Nifra.
Right.
So we get paid. Right. We are paid.
Or the other way around, yeah. Right? You're paying them off. It's a payment. The height of the fact that you see there's a nekama, that's our payment.
It's a chesed for us, no?
All right, that's not the ikir and the kul over here. Let's continue. But at the novel el biu inin yimei purim. First of all, there's the first deal is yimei purim. It's not some purim. It's not one day, but rather various days of purim. Va megillah. We'll speak about the megillah. Veha Mordechai, that's an interesting word. Veha Mordechai, what's Pshat? Veha Mordechai. So the dig over here is Pshat is that in all Kabbalah it's a limud on the Dovu Ruch Nishabo. That's the way it goes. You know, we're not really interested in any Gashmi or any Gashmi person, Mordechai, Esther, or Lamar. So we're not really interested in them or Haman or anybody. But rather, we're only interested in their Sholish Neshama. And to see where the Sholosh Neshama tells us a lot about the person automatically, right? It's a flip coin of what the Gashmi is. So that's Viha Mordechai. The Mordechai that we're speaking about over here, that's the Sholosh Neshama we're going to speak about it. Va'amot Megba'as Purim, which is the Matana Savyonim we speak about. Va'amishte Va'asimcha. We're going to speak about all these inyonim. We'll see how far we get. It's a big inyon of here. Now, V'hine, Nisba'at Zlein V'dosh Nuk Viza. So, these are already, like I told you, this is a pizul. It's all the inyonim of Purim are scattered all over the different parts of Kitva Rida. For example, over here it's mentioned himself, the dosh nuk v'dizah. Or be in a miut a yareh, also another shah. Ki kol zman shel agolus omdim zah v'nok ach v'ach kol yemei achol. Lule b'shos atfilos v'shabosos v'kiyot b'zeh kemo shizbaya sham. All right, so he jumps in the deep end over here. Zav and Nok, what's this whole story? What's up with the podium? So let's get an overview exactly. Again, where our shaykhis, our avodas Hashem, as we've mentioned many times in the other shiurim on Otz Chaim and Kavanas, that our shaykhis to the olamos of Ruchnis is as far as the partsufim of Nukva and Zago. We know there's five partsufim: Nukva, which is the lowest, Zah, Ima, Abba, and Al Chamfim. Those are the five major Patsufim. Our Shaykhis, the Haino, our Avoider, which is going to make a Tikkun. Every Avoider that we do, the Haino, to all mitzvahs that we do, is making a Tikkun in Za and Nok. So don't really, everything else we forget about. We have the Shaykhis to them. Now the way it works is that they are Ach Ba'ach, meaning, again, there's no word Amagashim here. It's not that they have a back or front, but rather they are not their full potential. That's Achmi, is a sort of inferiority over here. The non-full potential. Panim means that they're in full force over here. Manafkamina, a full force and not full force. Nafkamina would be for us. Because once they're Panim b'Panim, they are able to mezave, and through Zivug, we are able to mekapel Shefa. And that's exactly what we need in order to keep on growing. We need shefa min hashamayim. We need gashmias. We eat, and even the gashmias there is ruchni. And besides this type of ruchni, we ingest physically. There's also a spiritual ruchni that we need, which is a tnai in the b'riyas. That without it, exactly, we would just shrivel up. So it's be'etzim. It's a partnership be'etzim. Because as much as we need the spiritual world, they need us. Tahainu. In order for them to go pani v'pani, the patsufim, we have to, what's called maliman, we have to do a pu'ula, and this is via going through these steps, doing Torah mitzvahs, that's automatically triggers off this mechanism called mugam d'inika, that goes up to these patsufim, they're able to mezavig, and we get our shefa, gewaltig. So we do our parts, and they do their parts. Okay, it's as simple as that. So that's what he's talking about here. Zav and Nog, betchila, they're only bach ba'ach. And our avoid is for them to go ponim b'ponim, and through the fact that they go ponim b'ponim, we can get shefa. Ach ba'ach is a mute, it's a matzah where there be mute shefa themselves. They are not built up completely.
Back to back, it means.
Like I said, we're not megashim to say they have a back or front, but rather they're in a matzah that they're not fully ready.
Aleph Ches.
Oh, that's what you're referring to. Ach, yeah, it's just a short form of achor. Achor. No, it's not say a negative connotation. So, like instead of nukva, we say nuk. Now, And let's continue with the Hezbollah. It's a whole build over here. Kasher rotim lazo ponim beponim. Again, the tafkid in the tachlis is over here. To make the patsuvim ponim beponim. So she takdim bechinas hapolos hadormita al za. Kedei. She teaseh hanesira. Vetocha lazo ima apin beapin. Kenizke bedushe rosh Hashanah. Let me explain. Let me explain to you. In Dush Rosh Hashanah is one of the is the best place if you want to learn the inyan of the sugya of Nisira, because over there it takes us 21 days to do Nisira. Okay, as opposed to in every bracha that we do when we get to the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, we hit the word of Be'ava, and when we start reading the word Be'ava, we're doing Nisira as well. But it's very very quick inyan. The Sira happens very quickly. Masha Enkin, over there, Dush Rosh Hashanah, you have all the potim potim of the Nesira. That's why it's referred to over there. Now, what's happening over there? What's the Dormita? The Dormita is, when I told you this system over here, of going from Ach to Ach, to Bani Beponim, which is the Tafkir, there's a middle stage, which I left out. And that stage is called the Nesira, the Hainu. Let's explain like this. Let's say Le Moshul is 9 spheres. What's the difference between a sphere and a partzuf? The difference between a sphere and a partzuf is Eser spheres, and a sphere is only one sphere. So let's talk about Zah. Zah, let's say, is 9 spheres plus 1. What's the plus 1? The plus 1 is the Malchus, is the last sphere. The Malchus is the Nukva of Zah. So, she's really not balanced, right? We're saying Nukva de Zah means the wife of Zah. Mitzad Acher, we're saying that he has 9 spheres and she has 1 sphere called Malchus. So what do we have to do?
Nuk is 1 sphere?
1 sphere. Always starts Nukud Lukatana called the Malchus. Now, what we have to do, if it's Taki going to be his wife, it doesn't make sense, the Pasnish Azah means Shidduch, that if a goes to Mensch, and a small wife. So we're going to have to obviously grow her. She's going to have to grow. We have to wait for her to grow in order to be mamish the same height. And then the mezavig, and then you make the chasna then. Yeah? So the shayla is how to grow her. So it's a system called dormita. Dormita meaning he has to be put to sleep. Right? How was Chava? How was she created? The fact that Adam Rishon, he went to sleep. Deb should put him to sleep. I took a tzela, and then built Chava. The exact same thing over here, right? According to the Pshat Gemara, that she was not dual patsufim, but rather she was the zanov of Adam Rishon. That makes more sense over here, that she's a Nekuda Ketana. Where is she? She's in the back of Zah. So that's where she's hanging. Why is she hanging there? In order to survive the Hainu. The way it works is that Zaz Mekabel Shefa from the higher Patsufin, and then transmits the Shefa. He takes most of the Shefa, let's say 90% of the Shefa, and gives her a Chelik. She's not going to grow that way. And that's why she's hanging in the back, because that's as much Shefa she can get. Only from the Achuraim of Zah. So if we were technically to put Zah in the picture, the potential shefa that he was supposed to receive, which now he's not receiving because he's sleeping, who's going to receive it?
Nook's
going to receive it. Gavalti. And what does shefa do? Shefa makes you grow. That's the nourishment. That's the source of living, right? She's going to grow. So that makes sense now. Once she grows, we wake him up. Zah wakes up. Adam Rishon wakes up. Pitom is Yisaka Anuk, full blown wife standing in front of him. And then they can go upon him, make a zivug, and then we can get our shefa. That's the whole story. Okay? So we have the avoidance Klal Yisrael doing, bringing up his oilus milimata. They have to go upon him, but they can't because she's in the Kuda Katana. He goes to sleep. Zah is put to sleep. She gets a direct shefa to her. She grows from the Kuda Katana into a full-fledged Esser spheres. They can now go upon him, Shefa is going to be created through this zivug, and then we get our package deal. We get the shefa that we need for us to grow. That's what we say. We're shutofim with the olam zelyonim. We're part and parcel of this system. Okay. And again, right, this is done through Torah mitzvahs. So that's the inyan. Again, we're going to have to tie this into Purim. What does this have to do with Bechlal of Purim over here? But it's very nugea. V'liyoyz ki inyan Mordechai v'Esther haya b'sof shivim shana shel golus bavim kenoder. Right? We know that Achashverus made a mistake. He actually brought the kingdom of the base of Mikdash tackle before this month because he thought now he's safe. Right? And now he's mishtavet. The 70 years of Yirmiyah's neviyah. Nevuah didn't come about, right? They didn't come out of Bavel, but he made a mistake. But it was Korov the Shivim Shana, Korov the Shivim Shana. So therefore, around the corner of this Golus Bavel was the Geula, Mamshus around the corner. Lachain as Kava b'Yameihem Heschil Inyan Tikun Zavenok. The Gansa process that we just described at the beginning of the Aliyas Man, the Dor Mitavza, and then turning Ponim upon him, and them giving a shepherd, this started already. That's what he called Tikkun B'Zah. Kedei Lazo Apin Apin V'Yigal Yisrael. Now, we have to answer one question, is that how does this tie into the Geula of Yisrael? Because when they go Ponim upon him eventually, then shepherd comes down. That is Taket Taichin Geula. That's Taish Beis Mikdash. Beis Mikdash is meaning Taker, there is Shefa Benenu. And what happened at the time of Beis Mikdash? There was a million Nevi'im. Asolah Nisim, the Beis Mikdash. The Eibishter was Taker amongst us. And you don't want anything more than that. When the Eibishter is there, all the Brocha, that Tzloch is all there. And you're Mamish Anovim. You don't need more than that. That is Geula Shlema. Klapeinu, until the next world. Okay, so that's why it's very crucial that we should come to the point to make that these parts of it should go pani b'pani in order for us to get the shefa, because the shefa is not stomach on love of you look at, oh, Baruch Hashem, I can get something, I get the ruchness, so I get schar. But when you look at it on a global sense, this is talking based on big dish, this is talking chelik olam haba and the next stage in evolution. The inyan is aschola zu he inyan hadormisa shenase as b'yamehem. So the beginning, part and parcel of the beginning process is taka, the dormita process.
Dormita
process. That's when he goes to sleep. when he's put to sleep himself, and the Eibishter showed him in the Nevuah how the Bnei Yisrael are going to go into Golus, and he had an Eima G'doy that couldn't understand how deep the Golus is going to be. V'omu Chazach Hashem Chazu Golus Madai Shehechshir Sheneiim Shel Yisrael. We see Taka that the Dalmisa over here, the Dalmisa over here, his title is a Tzara Atzum V'Haisal Yisrael. The way we explain the Dormitza is what? It's a Gewaltige Sache. This is an intermediary stage to getting them Ponim b'Ponim when he first gets Shefa. That seems to be a good thing. It's not Ache. He's saying it's a Tzara. That's when the Tzara of Klal Yisrael, not the Kufa, happened. When Hagufa, when Zal went to sleep, that's when all the problems happened. Now why is that? Because if you think about it, then Hazamin thought his mamish pachet pachodim. He said the Eibush is sleeping. A whole shmira, hagona, hashkocha pachodim is toloi in the Eibush. To say that he goes to domista, the ayin, the bechinus of Shena, means there's no hashkocha over there. And then you can understand why he's saying that all the tzara that a person goes through is dafke in a mokem in his man where there's a domista. That's when all the tzara happened. We know that. Ki Haman haRosh haya ostopulos goda. He was a goyser mensch. A goyser astrologist can know that in an yipol pol who a gol miyom liyom. Or be prat ma shekosu besefer zora ki who Va'aser zebon of kolim kol asora klipim hachitzoinim. Now, he wasn't some machshumam Hitler. He was a very powerful person. Not on a physical level, but on a spiritual level. We're going to see in a minute that he had ins on what's happening in the spiritual worlds. And he chapped on what was happening in this Dormita moment of time. See over here that he's tiny, that he's part of the Klippas. Now, you have to understand, we have five parts of him that we deal with. Nok, Za, Ima, Abba, and Zer, and Arch. Like we said, we only have the shakras with the last two medicine. Zulu, Mazua, Sarukim, that there's also five parts of them down below by the Klippas. In the same way that every part of one on top of the other is considered to be Ensof, clap of the other parts of. And the Kurchas are there, it's Mamash Otsu, that we can't even, we have no shakras whatsoever. Same thing in the Mekoymas Tachtoinim called the Klippa, they also have very, very powerful Shefa. His Shosh and the Shom of Homo is Mamish down there by the Klippas. And due to that, he had Koychas, the Malaminatev, and he was able to chap on the Yod B'Chochmosa Inin Miut Hashkochosa Yibor Chal Yisrael B'Yamim. There's less of Hashkocha, the Ainu, the Shena. Liyos B'Bechin is Shena. ולכן חושב ועולה בליבו כי הזמן מוכן לאבד שונאיהם של ישראל. וזו סוד עניין וויכוח חמון עם חשבי ראש. This is the Gemon in Megillah, the Yud Gimel Amud Beis, where Haman was trying to convince Achashverosh to kill Klal Yisrael. What did he tell him? Let's do it. And he said, "Ma'ach, tipesh. Do I want to happen to my malchus as all the other Son of Yisrael, what happened to them? Paro, the Esamakers, I'm not stupid enough to do that." So what was his time back to? What was Haman's time back to? In Yala B'yodim Eitzazu, V'heshiv lo, Haman, Yeshna Am, there's a people inside your Malchus, and they're causing problems, that's the Pipshat. V'dosho Avetein Uzal, there in the Gemara, Yoshon Hu Elokash Shalahem, V'havim Zeh. That's Pshat in the Gemara, right? Do you have a happy pshat? Do you have a pshat in the Gemara? How do you understand the Gemara until now? Yoshon Eloko. You've done the Gemara how many times? The Gemara Megillah. What does it mean, Yoshon? What does that mean?
It means a connected mitzvah.
What?
Because in Israel, Yoshon is in a mitzvah, so they don't get a connected mitzvah. Hashem doesn't give them a hashkocha.
Doesn't give them a hashkocha.
Pashto what? It's pashto.
Okay. But Abi Kabbalah, we have a more deep understanding of what's happening. Shuta Gemara means Yoshon. No going to Lomdus over here.
Is this because it's at the end of the 70 years Dafka? Or is this throughout the whole 70 years?
No.
Dafka
no,
at the
no,
end?
No. This is the Haschol of the Geula.
So that's the time of vulnerability.
Toch the Choshel comes off. Right?
But that's the point of vulnerability.
That's right.
Even though it's just
that's right. So can it clear in a Hakir when I ask you, the Dumita is a good thing or a bad thing? What would you say?
It's a good thing, but it's dangerous.
It's both bad.
Yeah.
Because without the tzar, you don't get the... Without the golus, you don't get the golus.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the inner one. So Haman take chaptis out. This chaptis in you. It's even not the postament. V'liyoski ador misa he letoiva shel Yisrael. Hear that? The domita, even though when the domita comes, you know there's going to be major upheaval. A major tzar, as he calls it, tzar atzuma. For Klal Yisrael, the suffering here, the Ratamim is Abin, every single, without any weapons, they're going to be mamish killed out, wiped out. Apa Bikain, if you ask each one of them, they said, we need it. Because without the Dormis, you can't come to a Geula. Kedeshitase Nikeva, Me'achorov, she's beside Zah, behind Zah. In order for her to go ponim beponim, Yaz ponim beponim, she has to go, Zah has to go Beshena. It's a T'nai in the Geula. Removed. Now, another insight I can. We're dealing with Haman. Haman, the Shosh and the Shom of Haman is what? From the Klippas. Now, you can imagine like this, very simply like this. If you look at this, let's look at it like this as a V. So you have a point up here, you have a point over here, and you have a point over here. So let's say these are funnels, one funnel to the right, one funnel to the left, and let's say up here is a base of Mikdash. Okay, Kedusha. You have Klal Yisrael here, and the Klippas over here. That's the whole Olam HaRuchni. Now, when Klal Yisrael are doing what they have to do, the Kedusha flows downwards, and down our tunnel over here, this pipe. We get Kedusha. If we don't, then it flows the other way. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the big nafkamina is that there's only one Shefa. And both sides need the Shefa for the Kiyum. So, it's not only we get the Shefa and they don't. That means when we get the Shefa, we're killing out the Klippas.
So there comes the Nesham.
Yeah. Right? Exactly. We're suffocating the Chaz Shalom if the Klippas are going to be yearning from the Shefa. The opposite happened, Chaz Shalom. That was Haman. Haman the Klippa wasn't stum, he wanted to kill the Klal Yisrael. That wasn't the pshat. Couldn't care less the Klal Yisrael. We're talking about you, Mamish, on top of the Lomaz Aruchnis and Tachtav as well. He was after the Shefa Shabo. He needed to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Without Klal Yisrael, there's no Toeles in the Beis HaMikdash. Understand? It was only Echad Timtzei in order for the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed, and then he could get free hands to the Shefa, to be yearning from the Shefa in order for him to be the gross mensch on the material world and also on the spiritual world. That was taken in the Kudu here. That's what you're talking about. That's all the kudah here. Because our tafkid is to get the geula, get out of the bubble, and go build the base of Migdash. That's our pot over here. Then we could be yearning from the proper sources. יקדימו הם לאבד ולהשמיד צונאיהם של ישראל כדי שלא ישירו אפילו מתי מעט יהיו רואים לגאולה ועל ידי כן לא יבנה בית המקדש. What's the hakpod of בית המקדש? What's the hakpod of בית המקדש? That's the ganz in the kud over here. ונודע עצס המון מן השמשי ספר בנו וכסבו הם אל החשבר שנקרא אחשדח ששתה בספר עזרא עד שיביטלו בעניין בית המקדש ורואיסם כי הגיע הזמן לבנות את די בזה. Another right that the whole inning was in order to a Koresh, that he was talking to start to build the base of Mikdash and they stopped him in the middle. The whole inning was to stop the base of Mikdash. Now let's continue the story. Here, Av bizman ador mita ein anakeva yeshena. Now this is a very, very important line here. The Ainu, the Eibishter avada is a balrachne. To say that the Eibishter, that the Zah Shebo, our Hashkocha, our Shmir has gone completely, that Kenesh Zai. Because that would mean Mamish were Hefkevelt. Anybody can come along and just walk over us. But rather than the Keva, the Nuk, she was awake. Manafkamina. Manafkamina, the Nuk was there to protect us.
It's much weaker than the Zah.
Much weaker, of course. It's the Nukud Katana.
She's busy to grow up as well.
Yeah.
But you talk about even while she's still in the Katana.
Yeah. But listen to this. Ki az mistalkim amochim in azah v'nichnasim benukva. So she's bakoch, she's away. Ki they leave noise for the stack in the part sufa. Ki they shitoch alazor alpim rapim. Ki know that. Ve'in edo shashofa shal rosh hashanah. O behecha yesh hara v'ashkocha zu al Yisrael mitzido. Ve'in oysa hara haisa inyan mod chaya tzadi. Ki mo she's bar be'ezat Hashem. This is the ganze inyan of Purim. Here we go. That, where does Mordechai come into this picture over here? Mordechai was the Hashkocha coming out from Nok. Now we can understand that there's one more thing in the way of Haman. Mm-hmm. Haman had everything planned out. Boch Hashem, he's a Gosh HaChocham, he found out that Zai is sleeping, he's laughing. He can come in, clean out, Klal Yisrael, no problem, there's no Hashkocha anymore. One little problem, Nok. How are you going to get out of this problem here that we have, Noach is being shown a Klal Yisrael. Who is Noach's representative in this world? Who's the Merkava to carry the Shefa of Noach? Mordechai. V'kiroos haman et Mordechai she'al yodo ha'isahoroa v'ashkocha shel Yisrael bizmanohu. He was carrying the Gantz Ashkocha, protecting Klal Yisrael via Noach being mashpionim. V'tiyai et im zera shishto v'shloshmo shishim chamesh yotzov shasa yotzov. Three, imagine, he goes home, runs home, and he talks to his 365 advisors and his wife. Ramu chazak izeresh ishto haitel machshefa gdoila v'atzosa shikula kenega shloshmo shishim v'chamesh yotzov. She, her ace was so gavaltic, she was kenega all 365 advisors. So I don't know why he hired these 16, if he had his wife. I don't know why he needed 365 advisors. I call upon him. So he runs home. He says, I have this big problem. I want to clean up Claudius and I can do it now, because I'm sleeping. But I have Noach, a tiny Noach, which is going to get in her way. So who's representing Noach in this world? Who's the Merkava for the Shechina? Mordechai. So what was the Eitzah? What was the Eitzah then? What are you going to do to Mordechai then? Nobody knows.
Oh, you kill him?
Yeah. What's the question is that? Valota tzotzom laharetz Mordechai. Very good, poshush. Comes home, I don't know what to do. What am I going to do? I'm going to get around this problem. His wife tells him, what's the problem? Kill him. So he goes, Litlo Sarai. What?
Aman knew that the Kitiva Rizal, but he didn't have that he could kill Aman.
Oh, Mafashim has this question. He's a Goshen Kabbalist, right? He did the Shah Kavonis, he learned the Ian Gov much better than we knew it, right? He knows what Tzotzak in Yenavel. And he doesn't know Pasha the Eitzah. What's the Pasha that kill him?
And what is the Eitzah? If he just represents the Nuk, but like I say, if he dies, someone else will represent him. Yeah. Nobody will represent, but the Shefa is here.
No, you have to be Zoricha. He was Zoricha to Mekabel, the Shefa, on behalf of Nuk.
The other Tzadikim.
So I think the Pshat is there. I think the Pshat is there. That, again, we're not dealing with Odom Gashmi here. Then we're talking about Heiliger powers here, Goyser powers, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about a mensch called Mordechai who can mekabel shiva from the Noach. Again, we're talking about Ensof here. Mm-hmm. Every passage Me'ilav and Kol Shekin us, when we look up to Noach, the Shechin is mamish Ensof. That's infinity on top of infinity. It's like enormous amount of powers here, Bechlal. What's your guarantee when you get rid of Mordechai that something even worse is not going to happen to you? Who says not? You're opening up a can of worms here. Achveisnish, you're dealing with electric neutrons and nuclear power. Achveisnish, what you're dealing with is superpowers here. And it's not you're killing off a simple person here. You're dealing with knocking out the source which Nukva has hanah to be Mashubia. And you're telling her now you're not going to be Mashubia. Who says she's not going to take Nekoma? Achveisnish, what the different alternative things was going to happen. That's what the Esa was. He went to 365 people, the Goyser advisors and his Goyser Foy, in order to look into the spiritual world to find out what could be a nafka mean of this. Anybody, of course, to kill him. That's the posh to Esa. But the Shai is there's going to end in a coma here. I think that's the Pshat here. But look, lit loisa la Eitz, and he hanged him on the tree. What's Pshat in the tree, Dafka? This also a pikabola. This is zonov shel anachash, the son. The tree represents the zonov shel anachash. Him shel regular kuf, because you see, there's a small part of the kuf and then there's a long part. The long leg is merumas to the fact that the long leg is going from the world of tzilus, which is elikus, into the world of klipa, which is bia. That's the long leg of the so kuf.
The top of the leg of the kuf is that tzilus.
Yeah, it's in Atzilus. And the bottom leg is going into B, into the Klippas.
It's below the, underneath the letters.
That's right. That's right. Kimavuah Tzleinu, Kiniska B'Sefer Zohar Shel Sher Shirim, V'Dai B'Zeh. So what's the Pshat over here? The Pshat like this, is that the Eitzah was, listen to this Eitzah, that Avad, you have to kill him on a level of Gashmi. But that's not enough here. You have to put him out even on a level of Ruchni. You have to stop the shefa coming down. So what do? Pull him down from the mokum ruchni, which is it, and pull him down into the klippas. Once he's locked up in the klippas is a shell. Once he's locked up in the oilam of the klippas, then you're safe.
Is that because the klippas can be yonik from the shefa?
That's why, yeah. Then the klippas are
because then he would be on the same level as them. As they could have it.
I understand that he's going to be below them. They're going to bury him in the klippas, and therefore there's going to be no possibility for the nok to come back and revive him.
They'll just interrupt the shefa.
Yeah, they're going to chop him as them.
The more shefa comes, they're just.
Redaibes him. The im chaz shalom kolo ala kacha yala. If taka they were able to kill Mordechai, what would happen? Again, this was the last nekuda, the last mirshol in front of Haman. He had to stop this hashkocha from Nuk. So now how did the Eibishter step in here? That's when things changed around. So what happened over here? Da, the Zohar says, what's Pshanda Posuk? Pshanda Posuk is Abba v'Ima. V'nimtza ki kimo v'heyoy samuchim mahem toch za hovu yotzi mahem shnei ha'oretz l'chutz mevichinus ha'ora amuchim de Abba yotzi m'yachu mitzad ponim de za o mevichinus ha'ora amuchim de Ima yotzi rochim mitzad achrov. וגם אתה יוצז מרוחם נוקפה דזה שני הרוס אלו גם כן בלי סופק ולא עוד אלו כשהיו מוכם לזכורם בתוך הנוקפה נוצפה וכי נעזור שליש עד
שיגע בוס
בהי יוצ תוך זה
everything else is good.
What? How does Rocha get
right? So let's explain the way. Let's just back that back.
I mean,
so now I get to be technical.
After she falls asleep, you talk about Rocha gets the other part.
What I'm going to do now, I'm going to draw a picture. David, I'm going to draw a picture now. Okay. The only way to understand this is via picture. Okay. So, what we're going to do, we're going to draw over here what's called the three cabins. We'll discuss something about halbosha. We all know this. There's going to be a three-way halbosha over here.
Thank you, David.
Okay. Now, hope to see how Bishmaya, this is going to work out. Okay? That's Kavrishon. On the left-hand side, and then you have, is it the right or left-hand side?
This is Kavrishon, do you know?
Okay, if you look at it, this is your right calf, your left calf, and then you have a calf bemsa. Okay? Is everybody clear? Now, we're going to divide this into three parts. One. This is the first thing. Then you have Talit number two. Okay. Now we're going to talk about three different paltsufim over here. We're going to talk about the paltsuf. We're going to talk about the paltsuf of Za.
Zah is the most exterior part.
The red is Zah. I'm going to put green has ima, and of course, no, if you zoom out, I think you zoom out.
Yeah, but then won't be clear.
It will, no. And then you have Abba.
Zoom out.
Abba here.
Are those three just the key for our convenience?
Yeah,
that's not actually.
No, that's not in the
power. You've got them back to front. Yeah.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So here we go. Za is on the outside. Now, in za is made up of nine parts of it, nine spheres. So you have here Chochma, Chesed, and then finally you have over here Netzach on the right side. It's called Chacham. On the left hand side is called Bagas. So that's Bina. What's the next one? Gvura. What's the next one?
Chod.
Now, in the middle, what is it? Dati. Dat.
Dat.
Tiferet. And what's the next one?
Sud.
Yesod. Yesod. You see that? That's the Esther, the nine spheres of Zah.
What do these things say?
These are the right, left. This is the build of a Zah.
Three covering.
This is the Mochim. Chochma bin Adas. Right arm, left arm, chest. Right leg, left leg. And you saw. Okay? Just in a box form. Now we're going to do Ima. Zah grows by the fact that Ima is inside of him. She gives him nourishment. Okay, so we're going to see Ima going in now. Is Ima coming in? Into all the way down to the bottom. I can't go to the bottom because then I'll mess up the word.
This is from the heel of Ima you're talking about.
Okay, so the night, that's it. The last part of Ima is going to go inside. So we're going to call this. Ho. The Perik Elia. Ho. Perik and Soy, and then you have Hod Per Tav. Okay? Because her Nahi is the size of this entire Patsu. So she just has to bring her left hand side, her Hod, split to three parts, that's good enough to fill his entire Patsu. Same thing over here. She comes in, all the way down, into Zaz. Right outside. So that would be called the Netzach. 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 She goes into the Yesod, the middle calf, but she stops short. She stops short.
Why?
She stops short. Because the Yesod of Nuk is shorter than the Yesod of Zachar.
Then you got one perk or two?
Perk and a half.
Perk and a half.
So this is your sword. And this is what's called Atelius. Really, this should be open, actually, if I'm not mistaken. Okay? She's Mashpia. Now, finally, inside of her is Abba. Abba of Eva coming to Mashpia on Zah. So let's draw Abba now. Abba comes in. He goes all the way in, again, all the way to the bottom. I can't really mamish draw it to the bottom, mamish. So it's all the way down to the bottom, okay? It fills the entire Zah and Ima. They all go to the, I can just do it like good because. So this is again his whole Peritaphon.
This is exactly the same as Ima.
Exactly. Hod Perik, sorry. And this is Hod Perik.
Earlier.
But
Ima is not Malbish
Abba,
is it?
They get together.
Abba is Malbish Ima.
Ah, yeah?
Yeah,
but why not?
No, Ima is Malbish Abba. Ima is Malbish inside
it. That's right. Yeah. Abba is inside, is Malubish Aliday Ima. Right? Really? Ima is Malbish Abba from the outside.
That's always, that it's only at Nahi that they.
Nahi,
it's
not even Nahi.
Nahi of Ima.
Yeah. Nahi of Ima, this is Nahi of Ima. Here's the Ima. Here's a Nahi. And here's you
so far down though.
You've always yeah. down into that.
Because the Nahi comes down now.
All into that. Okay, this you're going to use in all the time. This is not stumbling poem, right? You're gonna, you memorize this, you're doing well. Again, here's Netzach. Here's Netzach. Netzach split into three parts. Now, you saw a middle count. Now look at this. He's a male partner. Since he's a male partner, he doesn't stop where she stops. He's bigger than her in the Yesod department, right? So this is his Yesod. This is also his Yesod. And is it, this last part is called their Teretz HaYesod.
Teretz of Abba.
Abba, right? This is Abba. Black is Abba. You made the scale of it.
And the Teretz of Yesod of Imo was...
stopped over here by the Tiferes, right? By the top of the Chazan. Okay.
Yes.
Now, we're going to put Zah to sleep. Now, we're going to put Zah to sleep.
Where is Nukta at this stage? Because he's in Zah.
Just
in Nukta.
Yeah, she's over here. She's Nukta Kitana.
Okay.
Now, what we're going to do now, in order to stop me from doing this whole thing again, imagine now the red is not here. Zah is sleeping. Okay? Nook is going to be represented by the green. Nook is represented by the green. Okay?
Nook?
Yeah.
Nook is the green. Yeah. And she's getting the tashpa now from Abba V'ima. Should I spell it out for you?
Why is she not instead of the red?
He's Domita, he's sleeping, he's not there.
So she should be taking the shefa which he was getting until now, no?
Right.
So Nook should be the what is red on there.
You want to do it that way? Okay. Let's make Nook red.
Nook is red? The color, but the place.
The place. Okay. Well, we're calling her red. She's the place of this red.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to make things clear. I could draw it over to make it clear. But
Because there's enough coming in about with the Kavim Tzori. There's a difference whether she takes the place of the green or the red.
Let's continue.
Ah.
Right. Now, let's say Nook is the red. Mm-hmm. The exact same picture. Mm-hmm. He's not there, so you have Ima coming down in green, Abba coming down in black. Same thing.
The bypassing there.
The only difference was going to be here, and this is the Gansi in and of Paul. Oh. Now listen to this. The red is not, as I was saying. She comes all the way down. That's not true, because since she's Nook, she's Katze Patsuf, Katze Koma. It's called. She's also by Ima. Abba is Malbish, like he's always Malbish. Ima is Malbish to here as well. Abba is Malbish all the way down here. Only enough for Mina now, there's nothing surrounding Abba.
True.
Abba is Mamish, Begiloi Mamish.
That's very powerful.
Why?
Because Nook is not all the way down here.
Why not?
Nook is a part of Nook, is all he stops to the Chazer. She's Katsukoma, right? She's in the Keva.
Sorry, yeah.
Abba, which is Malbish in her now, he's a part of Oh. He's going to be boiled out of her. Begiloi. When there was Zah here, it wasn't Begiloi. Because Zah was as long as Abba. But now that there's only Katsukoma and Zah is out of the picture, this black part, imagine, is completely Begiloi.
Wow.
So you have a very, very starke Ashpa coming out now.
Massive
Ashpa.
How does it break through
Imam?
How does Abba go past it?
Because it's open.
Oh,
right.
It's
open. Yeah,
I made a mistake. That is a Teretz Mordechai. Those are Teretz Mordechai. This part which is sticking out, this is the Hashpa which came out. Understand? This is Vayed in the Sira. The Sira means that Domita, that he's falling asleep. And in bad way, we have no Ashkocha. What's the Ashkocha that we have? We have that Abba is now protruding out of Nook and giving this Shtake Shefa, and this was the Geula that saved Klal Yisrael, that's a Kufa.
This is after the Nasir has been done.
this is after Nisyon, but not right. She's grown, right? And he's gone to bed. First Nisyon happens. He goes Bidomut, Bidomisa. And then she starts growing, and then she gets the shefa for herself. She starts growing, but the end, but the meantime, the atera that you saw the Abba is sticking out and being mashpia mamash shefa without any mechitza of zavinuk at all.
To us,
to us, directly from
why,
Abba.
Why not to Nuk? Why not to Nuk?
Because Nuk is katekoma. She received a shefa from the
Abba. How come got so much tzoros over there?
No, this was the geula. The
old time of the Dormita, you've got this matzav of having
she has to come up to Mekabel the Shefa. Once she comes up to Mekabel the Shefa, she starts growing, then Abba Vimo come down and mashpi on her.
Okay.
Right? So once she starts growing, she's in Dashdeh, and that is Ateret Mordechai. This is the Mordechai's Sholesh and the Shoma is here. That's why it's called the Ateret. You saw the Ateret Mordechai, this is called the Malchus de Abba. Okay, so that's what he just said over here right now.
Mordechai is represented by Abba, then basically.
That's right. Right. Yeah. It's actually Yisrael Sama, but this officially it's called.
How did you answer the question? Asked you. Well, when was the Tzora?
When was the Tzora?
Tzora was at which stage?
In the Dormita.
Just before, yeah.
In the Dormita, just before she grew to Mekabel Shefa, there was no Shefa yet. There was baby time. There's no Ashkocha, he goes to sleep. And she hasn't grown to Mekabel Shefa, there's no Shefa yet. At that time, that's Taka when the Tzala happened. When did the Gula happen? When she starts growing and her Hashkocha comes down to us, then Abba Ve'ima Namashpion.
And she grew because of the Aliyah's man of the Tanis.
Yeah, she grew some because she's getting Shefa from Abba Ve'ima directly.
No,
it has to be through the Teshuva.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I told you, that's the process. Always doesn't make oil. Oil was still a matter. Yeah, rather. We can't aim Yotzim and say Pshuto, right? Klali said, did a Tefillah. You can say the whole story, yeah? The children. And that's the way it happened over here. So that is the whole inning over here in Purim. It's a double the Goyse Chiddush of Purim. If this is the Goyse Chiddush of Purim, we should have Purim every single day. Because yeah, the Chassos. Or every time we say the word Ba'ava, I told you at the beginning, when we say Ba'ava and the first Brach of Shmoneh Esrei is a very special word. That's when there is in Sira Ador Mitavza Nuk is Mekabel, she grows, and we do Zivugint in Sholem. We're saying that there is going to say in a minute that Purim is higher than any other Chag. It's the most spiritual day in the entire year, more than Yom Kippur, more than Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, more than Shabbos, more than Yom Tov. There ain't no doime. We never get a direct hashpah from Abba Ve'ima as we do from over here. Like the Mefarshim, what do you mean? It happens every single day. Every day in the Brocha. So the Pshat.
Huh? Mefarshim, you don't
tell you. Pshatu is pshatu.
When you say so, you clap yourself. You get this darga, but because kol chayi Yisrael together.
This is darga.
From the pshatu of Yomi.
Okay, you're making him. You know, it's not pshatu of Yomi. Is it emes?
It's you. You said that.
I think the pshat is the thing. You want to know the emes take chiddush of all Purim. The emes take chiddush of Purim is that the ha'ora. Avadi, what happened over here was also a very short amount of time. What happened, he woke up, right? he didn't stay with Omisa. It was only a very short amount of time. When Zah woke up, then there was a Halbosh, and then all that Shefa stopped. The Chiddush is what? That the Ha'orah that came out stayed the ganze day. That Ashpoz, Kilu was never covered up. Kilu was never covered up. Avadi was covered up. It was never the Ashpah kept going and on for the ganze day, as opposed to the rest of the week. Once the Domit is finished and Zah wakes up, that's it. The Shefa and the Arah stop straight away.
It's just like a second usually.
Yeah.
The word Ba'avah, then it will happen.
That's it. But then the Arah stopped. Ban Shahin came over here also a second. But the vault over here was that the Ashpah kept. That was a Chiddush poem. The chiddush of Purim, the Ha'or, this Shtak Ha'or kept on going, even though the Zal woke up. That's the Inyan over here. So unfortunately, we're going to stop here. Hashem, we'll see more in the words next time we meet, and we'll go into more of the Inyanim of what's the Megillah and so on and so forth. Okay. Sure.